22 minutes to 8 on Triple M's Hot Breakfast. Mick, you know, you sit next to a kid called Chowie, who's been your lifelong mate.
Yes,
you go to the footy with him.
Indeed,
I sit next to a bloke in grade 1 called Cody Whelan. Mm-hmm. And Cody's on the line this morning. We went to the 77 grand final together. Unfortunately, he was a
both
North supporter. Both of them. And I was a Collingwood man. Cody's my old mate, and he's done very well with Cody Whelan Electrical, and he joins us on the line this morning. G'day, Codes.
G'day, Ed. How you going, mate?
Good, mate. Now, let's go through what happened yesterday. Your man, Frank, who's a ripping bloke in his mid-40s, was doing some work around at my house. He was given a muffin by my wife and a cup of tea on the way out the door, and he thought, oh, I've got one more job to do.
Hey, Cody,
that's not encouraging him to get off the job.
That's
not encouraging him to get the job done, mate. That's the worst move you've ever made.
I'm hoping he got paid as well, Cody, not just the muffin. That wasn't contra, was it, or not?
That's why he didn't catch the bloke, because the muffins weighed him down, I think.
I think so. But anyway, so he drives down by coincidence to my old school, CBC St Kilda, but the Year 9 campus in Balaclava. What happened from there?
Well, Frank did the job at the school, and he was packing up. And then just as he was closing the back of the van up, he copped a whack from the back of the head. He can't remember too much, but he got to his feet, and then he seen the van driving out of the school grounds and took out a couple of cars on the way out. He gave a bit of a chase, but he was a bit groggy on his feet. So
Frank's in hospital still at the moment?
No, he got out at 2 a.m. this morning.
Yep.
They did head scans, etc. Had his neck in a brace. He's got a pretty stiff neck at the moment. A massive lump on the back of his head.
He's been hit with what was he hit with? Do we know yet?
He just doesn't remember anything. You know?
Anyway, so he's cleaned up from behind. He's got the lump in his head. He's in a neck brace, so he's off work for at least a couple of days at the very least. And out at 2 o'clock in the morning after going to work to do a good, solid, hard day's work. Next, you heard about your car was when? Service station, wasn't it?
The service station, I got a call from a service station in Elstonwick. And he said, hey, mate, you've left without paying for your fuel. And I said, well, mate, it's not, our car's been stolen. It's not one of my guys driving it, you know. So he said, it's heading down the Nepean Highway towards Frankston. So that was the last thing I heard about the truck.
All right. And the next thing you heard was when I spoke to you earlier this morning to say that shortly before 1 a.m. this morning, police have observed the same vehicle allegedly run a red light in Fitzroy Street. A pursuit was initiated, quickly terminated due to safety reasons. A short time later, police received reports that a vehicle had been involved in a collision in Highbury Grove, Prahran. The driver allegedly running from the scene. It was located soon after the assistance of the air wing, the dog squad, and a residence in Chomley Street, Prahran, subsequently arrested. A 39-year-old man has been taken to hospital for injuries sustained during the collision and will be interviewed in police. He's expected to be charged with assault, robbery, theft, traffic-related offences, which is all very good. But you're a man down, you're a van down. We've had reports this morning that there's tools were next to Albert Park Lake. Could be yours, Codes.
Could be mine, yeah.
And have you heard from Victoria Police yet that they've got your truck?
No, not at all. You know, I haven't heard a thing from the police at all.
So we don't know what the motivation here was at all?
No, it's obviously we think normally is to get the tools, you know. Like, this is twice. Like, last year I had another van. It was actually my one that got rolled. They broke in during the night and took all the tools out of my van, you know. So you kind of get jack of it, you know, because then you got to go for insurance, etc. Lucky enough, I do have insurance, but a lot of tradies out there don't have insurance. And it's their livelihood, your stuff. You know, where do you go from there? You know, you can't work that day. It takes a week or so before you accumulate the tools you've got over a period of time. And then your customers aren't happy because you're not showing up to the jobs. So it's just, something's got to be done about it. The government needs to get stronger. The laws need to get harder on them. But it's too easy for them. They go to cash converters, dump the tools off, whether it's cash converters or pawn shops or whatever. They get their money there, and then they go. When my van got rolled last year, I went to cash converters, and they said, we'll come back in 7 days and see if they're on the shelf. You know, so where does that take you? You know, so what? You've got to wait 7 days to see if your tools have been dumped at cash converters or wherever, you know? So it's wrong. There's too easy an avenue for them to sell them.
Yeah, fair enough, Cody. Well, we're hearing reports, mate, all around Melbourne this is happening, and this is one very close to home, as Ed said, old mate of yours from school. How you go? Good luck. We hope they catch up. I think they've arrested a man in connection with this.
I'll give you the tip. If you really want to get some summary justice, give Cody 5 minutes. It's very tasty in the old days, Cody.
Well, good luck, mate.
See you, mate.
Just on the same thing, I had another mate that same thing. He's seen a guy take his tools out of his truck, and it was like a drill. He gave chase, the bloke jumped in the car, he got the rego, he was known to police, this bloke. They went and seen him, he said he'd taken, probably shouldn't say which place, he took it to the station, he took it to one of the pawn shops, and my mate went to the pawn shop and said, you know, my drill's been handed in here by, it's been stolen. And they, I said, is this it? And he said, yeah. And I said, it's going to cost you $130 to get it back. That's what we paid the bloke for it.
Yeah, fair enough, Coz. All right, well, there you go.
And then they go, you go to court and try and get your money back. You know, like, it's too easy for them. There's too easy of an avenue for them to sell their tools.
Go on here, mate. We can hear the frustration coming through there. Cody Whelan joining us from Cody Whelan Electronics or Electricity or whatever it is he's got. He'll have it on the side of his car. You probably saw it driving around Melbourne last night for about 12 hours.
I think your old mate might have out-talked you would have been a good conversation in primary school between you and Cody.
Yeah, we're told to shut up by Sister Teresa plenty of times, I can tell you.
If you had stolen a ute and for the tools, why would you be driving around and running lights and going mad?
You can only guess that there might be some substances involved. 7:45. Let's take a break now.